I'm fine. There you go.
Do you feel you're 100% for this game against New England?
Any football questions? Y'all have any football questions?
When you guys made that catch last year in the playoffs against New England, basically knocked them out, is that about as good a feeling as it gets? I mean, obviously besides the Super Bowl, but aren't those moments the reason you play games like this, right?
You play to be the best, period. And at the time, they were the best. And it's always – that's how you measure yourself. And they're still a very good football team. They've been the dominant team in this league for the last 5 years. And, you know, we're trying to get to where they are, and so to speak. And at the same time, you know, we have to do things a little bit better than we've been doing them so far offensively. And that's what we're working on.
That's had success against them. Can you put your finger on why a few teams have?
You know what, man? It's just, I don't know. It just seems like our guys rise to that competition because they've been what everybody wanted to be in all the sports, not just football. You know, the basketball teams and baseball teams, kind of like they were like the Yankees of football there for a while, and everybody wanted to be like them. And, you know, we've had our share of wins against them. We've had some tough losses against them, and they always play well at home, so we're going to have our work cut out for us.
Tom Brady says one of the keys is that you guys have been able to get ahead of them. That's something they're hoping, obviously, to change.
Yeah, I mean, that would be nice. I mean, that would be nice to, you know, we got to play for 60 minutes, and we need to start the first minute and the last minute and make them the same, and that's all out, and trying to find a way to get on top of them. You know, and if we can get up early, we got to, you know, keep our foot on the gas, so to speak, and try to move forward and keep going and put some pressure on them, because those guys have, that's what they've done. They've got up on teams, and there's no way they're going to let them come back.
You guys got together this week and looked over some of the plays. I'm not sure it was that big a deal. But offensively, did you come to any conclusions about what you can do to jumpstart the offense?
No, and you know what? The mistakes we've made, they're correctable. And we've done the best we can to correct them. And you still got to go out there and execute. You know, there's a lot of more factors, a lot of factors involved with offensive football as far as the time and the execution and things like that. But, you know, at the same time, you have a defense playing the way our defense is playing. It helps you get more opportunities, and we're looking forward to that. And when we play this team, if our defense can play the same way they played, we definitely have to be a lot better, and our special teams plays a lot better. You know, we should win the game. But at the same time, you still got to go out there and do it.
When you have a game like this, is it a different feeling in here? Because, I mean, Sunday night against the Patriots, a team that you guys, you know, two of the best teams in the NFL for a long time.
You know, the thing is you know everybody's watching. You know, when we leave our games and the Sunday night game is on, you know, everybody goes home and watches that game. It's almost like it's kind of not taking the place of Monday Night Football, but it has that same feel. And, you know, the whole country's watching. What are you going to do? And offensively, it's a time for us to definitely come out of this little funk that we're in and prove to everybody in the league and across the country that we are a good offensive football team.
Rod, how difficult is it to face a defense that gives different looks?
You know what, that's our coach's job. That's up to them to put us in some good situations. And at the same time, we have certain plays that they're ran no matter what, you know, and we have to definitely execute those plays. And the good thing about it is with this team and the group of guys that we have as veteran guys that we have on our offensive side of the ball is the fact that they can draw up a play that stops what we're doing, but we have to find a way to execute. We have to find a way to get it done. And we haven't had those plays being made the first couple of games. And so when it's off schedule, what are you doing when it's off schedule? So we got to find a way to stay on track. And when they have the best defense call, we got to find a way to get 2 yards, you know, somehow, some way. Our backs understand it, our receivers understand it, our quarterback understands it. So we definitely have to play as a unit and stay together because there are going to be some ups and downs in the game. We just got to kind of fight through the wave and keep pushing forward.